Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom and welcome to today's Daf Yomi, Nida Daf Samaches, Samar Aleph. We're three lines from the top. Dorash Rav. Isha Chayfefes Be'erev Shabbos V'Teveles Moitzei Shabbos. Rav announced a chiddush. An Isha can do her Chafifa on Erev Shabbos, although she's only being Tevel on Moitzei Shabbos. We know that an Isha needs to cleanse herself from any chatzitzos prior to going to the mikvah. And Rava was machadish. She could even do that on Erev Shabbos, and although there's a large time gap that's elapsing between the chafifa and the tefillah, it's okay. Amuler popular Rava, how can you say that? Vashalach Ravin Bigarte, Ravin announced with his letter, the Isha loisach of Erev Shabbos v'titpil moitzoy Shabbos. A woman should not be chayfef on Erev Shabbos when she's being tevil only on Matzah Shabbos. It's too large of a time gap between the Chafifa and the Tefillah. The whole point of the Chafifa is to ascertain, to be sure, there are no chatzitzas there. So logic says that it needs to be done immediately preceding the Tefillah. You can't do it on Erev Shabbos and be tevil on Matzah Shabbos. V'tamei al atzmecha. Ravin continued in his letter, really, in reality, a person should really wonder on himself. Hey, chayfefes b'yoyim, b'tevelas b'layla. We know that in an ordinary weekday, an Isha will do the chatfifa b'yoyim, although she's only being tevel b'layla. Now Rashi explains, what is the reason for this leniency? Why do we allow her to leave a time gap between the chatfifa and the tefillah? Rashi says, the reason is because when an Isha will do the chatfifa b'layla, immediately preceding the tefillah, there's a concern, there's a chashash of mehuma lebeisa. Perhaps she might be doing it in a rushed manner and not properly ascertaining that there are no chatzitzes. Therefore, Chazal preferred that an Isha should do chafifa b'yoyim, although there was somewhat of a time gap elapsing between the chafifa and the tefillah. But in reality, a person should really wonder, why is that allowed? And the reason why it's allowed is because that's the preferred method of doing it b'layla and risking a rush job. But even that's less than ideal. V'tamei al atzmecha. How do we allow that to happen? Don't we need that it should be taken the chafifa tefillah? We need immediacy. We need that the chafifa should happen right before the tefillah. And the case when she's tevil b'layla and she only did chatzitza that afternoon, there is a gap of time between the two. And it's not taken the chafifa tefillah. But nevertheless, Chazal preferred this method in order to avoid the rush. But that's it. That's the maximum allowed. But certainly not to do the chafifa on Erev Shabbos when she's only being tevil on Matzoy Shabbos. So when Rava heard this, his moida lemes, it makes sense, logical. Hadar uki Rava moira le. He appointed a speaker, and he announced again, V'dorash dvorim shamarit lefneichem tosem biyadi. It was a mistake, it was an error, bram. However, kach omu mishved Rabbi Yechanan, isha lo yisach v'Erev Shabbos v'titboil b'matzoy Shabbos. It should not be done that way. A person may wonder, hey, how do we allow an Isha ordinarily on a weekday to do that? We don't have samuch to chafifa tvila. And therefore, we see that really, ideally, the chafifa should take place immediately prior to the tvila to really make sure there are no chatzitzes. Certainly, we don't allow a chafifa to happen on Erev Shabbos when the tvila is taking place on Matzah Shabbos, as inconvenient as it may be. We don't allow the chafifa to be done only on Matzah Shabbos immediately preceding the tefillah. Concludes the Gemara. V'hichasa isha chayfefes b'yoyim v'tevelas b'layla. Ordinarily, an isha should be chayfef b'yoyim and be tevel that night. And like Rashi explained, there is an advantage. There is a maila to doing chafifa b'yoyim since she is not muhuma lebeisa, she is not rushed. V'hichasa another halacha isha lo yisachaf ela b'layla. Isha should only perform the chafifa at night. So it seems to be a contradiction. Kasha hilchasa hilchasa. Here we're saying Isha should do the chafifa b'yoyim. Then we're saying Isha should do chafifa only at night. Isn't it a stira? So it's more like kasha. It's not a contradiction. Ha de efsha. Ha de le efsha. One halacha speaking when she could, an ideal situation, when she can do the chafifa b'yoyim. It's an ordinary yom chol, it's a weekday. Then certainly she should do the chafifa b'yoyim. Although she's only been tayyub alayla. The second halacha, which says, proclaims, no, isha leitzochav ela b'layla, it's an absolute, only at night, that's speaking of a case, lo yafshar, when it's not possible to do the chafifa b'yoyim, as Rashi explains, we're speaking about a matzah Shabbos, when you cannot do the Chafifa on Shabbos. In that case, an Isha should do the Chafifa Balayla on Matzah Shabbos, immediately preceding the Tefillah, rather than doing the Chafifa on Erev Shabbos. So that's why the halacha is very absolute. Lo yisachav ela balayla, because in that case of a Matzah Shabbos, it is lo yisachav ela balayla. There's no choice, there's no option of doing B'yayim. She cannot do it on Shabbos, nor can she do it on Erev Shabbos. Now this was Rashi's Mahalach in the Gemara. Rashi was Mechadish that there is a Maila's advantage to doing the Chafifa B'yayim, so that the Isha is not Mehuma Leveisa, she is not rushed. And Rashi learned the conclusion of the Gemara, Ha, the Efshar, when she can do B'yayim, she should do B'yayim. Ha, the Lay Efshar, when she cannot do B'yayim, meaning it's a Matzah Shabbos, and she cannot do Chafifa on Shabbos, in that case, she should do the Chafifa B'layla. Tosis brings another sheet of the Shiltos, who learns just the opposite. Shiltos learns that it is preferred to do the Chafifa B'layla. This way we ensure that there are no Chatzitzes that arrive between the Chafifa and the Tefillah. So he learns the Gemara just the opposite. Ha the Efshar, when it is possible to do the Chafifa Balayla, then you should do it only Balayla. And that's the second halacha in the Gemara. Ilchasa Isha Leisachav Ela Balayla. On that, the Gemara says, Ha the Efshar. When she can do the Chafifa Balayla, for instance, it's a Matzah Shabbos, for instance, it's a regular weekday, then certainly she should do the Chafifa Balayla. Ha the Lo Efshar, however, when she cannot do it Balayla, for instance, suppose it's a Leil Shabbos, or it's a Leil Yom Tov, and she can't do Chafifa at night, then in that case, she should do the Chafifa B'yayim. Meaning, if it's a Matzah Shabbos or a Matzah Yom Tov, she should do the Chafifa on Erev Shabbos and on Erev Yom Tov. If it's a Leil Shabbos or a Leil Yom Tov, if it's a Friday night, or it's the first night of Yom Tov, in that case, she should do the Chafifa on Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov. So in conclusion, and on a regular weekday, we have Machlekes Rishonim. Rashi holds, better do it by day, so that you're not rushed. The Shilta says, better do it at night, so it is immediately preceding, it is take up the Chafifa Tefillah. On a Leil Shabbos, or a Leil Yantav, L'kul Yom, everybody holds, both Rashi and the Shiltas will hold, that she should do the Chafifa B'yayim, there's no choice, of course she can't do it at night. If it's Matzah Shabbos, or Matzah Yantav, in that case, everybody will hold that she should do the Chafifa at night, even according to Rashi. There's no choice, there's no option of doing it B'yayim. However, in the case where it is a Matzah Shabbos or a Matzah Yantav and it is Yantav, for instance, if there's a Yantav after Shabbos, a Yantav falls out Matzah Shabbos, in that case, he brings out L'kuli Yalma, you may do the Chafifa on Erev Shabbos. So basically, we have four scenarios. An ordinary weekday, Machlekes Rishonim, Rashi holds do the Chafifa B'yayim, Shiltos holds do it at night. If it's a Leil Shabbos, a Friday night, or a Leil Yom Tov, when you can't do the Chafifa B'layla, everybody will hold that you do the Chafifa B'yayim. If for some reason you can't do the Chafifa B'yayim, if it's a Matzah Shabbos or a Matzah Yom Tov, everybody will agree you do the Chafifa at night. If, however, that Matzah Shabbos or Matzah Yom Tov is also a Yom Tov, so this won't allow the Chafifa to be done B'layla, in that case you have to go back to the Erev Shabbos or the Erev Yom Tov and perform the Chalitza, the Chafifa, at that point and time. Now, in practical halacha, we try to follow both shittas. We do part of the Chafifa B'yayim to accommodate Rashi Shita, and we continue on to the Laila in order to be Mekayim the Shittas HaShiltas. Now, the Shach brings that in a case where an Isha cannot do Chafifa B'yayim and she needs to do it strictly B'layla, so there's a Takanas Marashal to prolong the Chafifa, to give it as a designated time of a Shah Achas. And this way, when it is a prescribed time of doing the Chafifa, that eliminates the concern of Muhumma Labesa, of doing a rush job, since it is a predetermined hour, it is Shah Achas. This way, we've addressed Rashi's concern as well. Says the Mishnah, Nida Shabbat Ka'atzma Yom Shvi Shachris Matzah Tahira. Now we know a Nida in the time of Chazal, she would see Dam, and then she would be Tamei for 7 days, regardless if she sees or she doesn't see, and at the end of the 7 days, at the Leil Shmini, at night, after the 7th day, she would be Toivel, and be Toir again. Now in order for that to happen, she needs to do a Hefsek Tahara. She needs to be Mafrish Tahara, she needs to remove herself from the Dam. She needs to ascertain to be Mevadei, to be boided to examine that her dam stopped at some point in time during the 7 days. Now, at what point of the day does she need to make that bdika? Does she need to make it at the end of the day dafka? Or is it enough for her to make it any other time throughout the day? As well as another shaila, which day? First, second, third, seventh, is there any specification as to which day she needs to make her hefsek, her afrasha b'tahara? Says the Mishnah. Nida Shabbat ka'atzma yom shvi'i shachris. She made her bedika on the 7th day, shachris, the morning, u'matza tahara, and she finds herself to be tahara. U'bein ha'shmashas la yifrisha. However, she did not make a bedika. She did not separate herself from the dam at the end of the day, the bein ha'shmashas. So during the 7th day she made a bdika shachris. She went to the mikveh that night, and after a while she again found dam. Harei v'cheskas tahira. So the hafrasha, the bdika that she did on the yom shvi, although it was b'shachris, it wasn't at the end part of the day, that is enough, that is sufficient to show, to prove, to ascertain that there was no more dam, and therefore when she is tovel, she is completely tor. And she's presumed to be tahara, she has a cheskas tahara. And even if she'll find dam later on, it doesn't matter, the tumah will only be from then on and not retroactive. We presume that until then, she was completely tahara. However, bodka atzma b'yam shviyi shachris, umatza tmeya. Let's say she did the bedika the 7th day, shachris, and she finds dam. And ubein hashmashas lo yifrisha. She wasn't mafra, she didn't do an additional bedika at the end of the day. And she was tovel. What happened later? La'achazman batka matza tahira. Later on, a couple of days later, she was baiting herself and she finds herself to be tar. Can we assume that she was tar all along? No. Harezu b'cheskas tmeya. We assume that she's b'cheskas tmeya. Why is that so? Because during her bedika that she did during the 7th day, she found dam. So there was no hafrasha b'tahara. There was nothing to prove that the dam had stopped. And therefore she continues to be v'cheskas tuma, even though today she found nothing. She needs to make a hafrasha b'tahara, prove that their dam doesn't exist, has stopped flowing, and then be tovel, and then she'll have a cheskas tahara. So according to Tanakama, straightforward, 7th day, v'dikas shachris is sufficient, if she finds no dam, to put her into cheskas tahara. Although she finds dam later on, after she's tovel, she is still considered b'cheskas tahara up until then. If, however, there was no proper hafrasha b'tahara, during the yom ha'shvi'i shachris, she was baiting and she found dam, and then she was tovel, even though later on, a couple of days later, she was baiting herself and she found herself to be tor, that is not enough, and she is considered to continue and continues to be b'cheskas tumah until she's baiting herself and then tovel. Now, in the ration, the first case, when she found herself to be tor, but later on, after the tefillah, she found dam, the Mishnah said she is b'cheskas tahara. What happens now when she finds the dam? Zok the Mishnah. The Mishnah continues, u'metama me'es la'es, u'mepkida la'pkida. She is metame retroactively, 24 hours retroactive, because of the halacha me'es la'es that we learned in the beginning of the Masechta. We're always chayshish that perhaps the dam has already exited the bias apnimi and entered the external bias, and that itself would already be metame the isha. Therefore, we are metame any taharis that she may be have come into contact with in the last 24 hours. U'mepkida l'pkida, or from the time of her last bedika, from then on until now, she is presumed to be tame. But not from the yom ha'shvi. The yom ha'shvi had already established the cheska tahara. She is b'cheska tahara up until the re'iyah now, but we do go back a small amount of time of me'es la'es, or m'pkida l'pkida, like an ordinary isha that sees dam. V'im yesh la vest, continues the Mishnah, if she has a vest, a fixed period, da'ishaita, then we just assume that the dam came now, and it is enough to be metame her from now on. We don't go back in time at all. So this is the Shitas Tanakama, that a b'dika, a hafrasha b'tahara b'yom ha'shvi, even if it's shachris, it is sufficient to be considered a b'dika, a hafrasha, a hefsek tahara, and she is full-fledged cheskas tahira. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, kol shelo yifrisha b'tahara, min ha'mincha u'lamaylo, harizu b'cheskas tmeya. It is not enough for the isha to make her bedika b'shachris. She needs to make her bedika min ha'mincha u'lamaylo, meaning from the zman of mincha katana, 2.5 hours before shkia, until the end of the day. That is a window of the bdika, meaning she can't make a bdika shachas and presume that she's completely tar. She needs to wait till the latter part, the seif hayoim. Only then can she make a proper hefsek tahara and prove and be mavade and ascertain that she has no more dam. V'chachamim aimrim afilu b'shnayim l'nidasa batko matzah tahara. Even the second day of her nidas, meaning the chacham basroi, the last sheet of the Mishnah, is being machadish above and beyond of the sheet of Tanakama. Tanakama said, "B'yayim ha-shvi, the seventh day shachris, you can make a hefsek tahara." The chacham come to machadish, even on the second day, you can do the same thing. You can make a bedikas shachris, that will be considered a proper hefsek tahara. Again, the chacham imayim afilu b'shnayim l'nidasa batko matzah tahara u'ben hashmashas lo yefrisha. She did only a bedikas shachris without a bedikas ben hashmashas. So she goes and she makes a hefsek tahara the second day of her nidus. She makes a hefsek tahara b'shachris without adding any hefsek tahara ben hashmashes. And after the seventh day, she goes to the mikvah. A while later, she finds dam. She's matzah dam. We assume that she's becheskas harizu, becheskas tahara. The bedika that she made b'yayim hasheni b'shachris is enough. Is sufficient to establish a proper cheskas tahara, and she is tar up until the point and she'll say down. So in conclusion, we have three shitas in the Mishnah. We have the shitas Tanakama, that bedikas yom hashvi shachris is sufficient. We have a shitas of Yehuda, that you require a bedika bein hashmashes. Now, the Gemara later on seems to imply that according to Yehuda, a bedikas ben hashmashas specifically b'yayim hashvi, it needs to be done dafka on the seventh day. So it's two chumras. The Chacham Basroi, the last sheet of the Mishnah, holds that even the yayim sheni is enough, and even if it's only a bedikas shachris. Three sheetas: yayim sheni shachris, yayim shvi shachris, or yayim shvi ben hashmashas. Says the Gemara, Itmar, Rav Amar Zavavadai. Now this is going back on the first part of the Mishnah. If an Isha is mafresh with Tahara, she does a proper hefsek Tahara, but she finds dam. So we say that it doesn't determine that she is Tahira and she's Becheskas Tuma. And even afterwards, if she goes and she finds herself Tahira, she's Tovel and she finds herself Tahira, it is not enough, and she is still Becheskas Tuma. The question remains, is this a definite tumah? Is this considered a vadai, or is it only a suffix? Meaning, is she considered to be a zava vadai? Because let's recall, we're speaking about after the yimei nida and tvila, now she's already in the yimei haziva. If we're concerned that she saw dam, she's considered to be a zava. But is it a vadai? Do we assume that she certainly is a zava, or is it only a possibility? Itma, rava mar zava vadai. V'levi amar zava sofik. If she sees dam later on, according to Rav, she's a vade zava, she's a definite zava. According to Levi, she's only a sofik zava. Possibility. Says the Gemara, hi. In which case, in the Mishnah, are they arguing? Ilema ratio, referring to the ratio, the first part of the Mishnah, when she did a bdika, she found no dam. And the Mishnah says that she's becheskas tahara. And even if she'll see dam later on after the tevila, she's considered to be becheskas tahara up until that point in the day. Harezu becheskas tahara k'tani. There's no issue there. She's becheskas tahara. It doesn't apply any sveikas, any machlekas, any zavas here. She's becheskas tahara. Ela seifa, rather, the machlekas Rav and Levi is referring to the seifa of the Mishnah. What does it say in the seifa of the Mishnah? If she attempted to do a bedika, and she found dam, she's considered to be becheskas tuma, even if later on after tefillah she finds no dam, she is still considered becheskas tuma until that point. Now, we have a machlekes, Rav and Levi. Is she becheskas tuma, meaning she's definitely tummy? She's considered a zava vadai, she's being a carbon like any ordinary zava? Or is it merely a possibility? Becheshish, we're concerned perhaps she might be a zava, she might have seen dam in the Yimei Haziva. Says the Gemara, Bishlam, it's all good and well, Safik Zava Amrinan. Okay, you want to suspect, she's a possible Zava, fine. Ela Zava Vadai, how could you say that she's a Zava Vadai? Ela Zava Vadai, Nami Haribatka Matzah Torah. How can you say that she's a Zava Vadai in the case where she didn't do a proper hefsek tahara, and later on she found herself to be tor. So the Mishnah says she's considered to be becheskas tuma since she didn't do a proper hefsek tahara. Fine, so becheshes that she's seen dam, but since she didn't find dam today, how could you go ahead and establish definitely that she's a zavavada? There's no dam here. She's tor. Shari na haybatka matzah tahira. How can there be possibly a shita saying that she's a zavavada in that case? Ella, you must say ki itmar the Rav Levi. You must say that the machlekes Rav Levi is shmaita ba'ab b'nafshi itmar. It's a case on its own. They're referring to a case which is actually not explicitly mentioned in the Mishnah. What's the case? Neither shabbat ka'atzmi mashvi shachus a matzah tmeya. Neither that attempted to make a hafsek tahara. She was boiling herself the seventh day shachus. She found them. Uben hashmashas lo yifrisha. That ben hashmashas she did not do a hafsek tahara. She was toivel. A couple of days later, she went and she found dam. She matzah tmeya. Then we have grounds to be choshish. We have grounds to suspect that perhaps there was dam all along. Look, during the hefsek tahara that she attempted, she found dam, and a couple of days later, she again found dam. Do we assume that there was dam all along, that she had re'ios all along, and then in that case, she's a vadei zava, or perhaps it's only a suspicion, it's only a possibility, it does not render her a vadai zava. Rav amar zava vadai, v'levi amar zava safik. Why? Rav amar zava vadai, kivan dimikar nimses tmeya, since initially, during the hefsek tahara, she was found to be tamei. V'achshav nimses tmeya, now again, she found tmeya vadai. So we connect the dots, the tuma of the yom hashvi together with the tuma today, we assume that was just an ongoing occurrence, and there was dam all along, and therefore she's a vadai tmeya. V'levi amar, no, safek zava, it's only a possibility. Why? Ema paska beni beni. Perhaps she stopped seeing dam in between the first ria and the current ria. V'chein tana levi masnisa. So too, levi added in his brayse, he added to the mishnah, meaning to the latter part, to the sefer of the mishnah. The mishnah says that an isha that attempted to do a hefsek tahara during the yom hashvi and found dam. And after a while, she didn't find them, she's b'cheskas tuma. But if she found them, then she is b'cheskas tuma, but it's only a suffix of her. After these days, meaning after she made a hefsek tahara and she found them, and after a couple of days, bein batko matzo tahira, whether she was boidik and she found no dam, bein batko matzo tmeya, whether she was boidik, she did find them, in both cases, Harezu suffix zava. So according to Levi, this case was explicitly stated in the Mishnah. Levi added this case to the Mishnah. According to Levi, there are three cases mentioned in the Mishnah. The first case in the Mishnah was when the hefsek tahara was successful. She found no dam. She is becheskas tahara, and although she finds dam later on, she's still considered to be becheskas tahara from the hefsek tahara up until today. And now it's a new Re'iyah. Mishnah continues and says, she's metam meis leis, mepkida lepkida, as an ordinary issue sees them, because the hefsek tahara provided her with that, cheskas tahara. The second halacha the Mishnah says, that if an isha does find them during the hefsek tahara, in that case, she's presumed to be tamei, she's becheskas tmeya. So then, even though she's tovel, but later on, whether she finds them, whether she doesn't find them, in both cases, she's becheskas tuma, but merely a safek zava. Now Tosfos Rosh asks on Rav, how could Rav say that she's a vadei zava? Since we're speaking about the Yimei Ziva here, the days that it's pretty unusual for an isha to see dam, how could Rav say that she's a vadei zava and go bring a karban? Perhaps she's not really a zava and you're risking bringing a chulin, a non-karban la'azara. So Tosfos Rosh remains with Akasha. So perhaps that is really the svara, that is the rationale to Levi's shita. Levi holds, being that we're speaking about, the discussion here is regarding the Yimei Ziva, where it's unusual for Isha to see Dam. She's Becheskas Tahara. The Mishnah stated earlier that during the Yimei Ziva, Isha has called it Aleph Yomim Becheskas Tahara. And Isha is presumed to be Tor. It is not the usual occurrence for Isha to see Dam in those days. And therefore, even though we're speaking about that there was no proper Hefsek Tahara, nevertheless, she could not be considered to be a Vadai Zava, although there was no Hefsek Tahara done. And although now she's seeing dam again, we cannot necessarily presume that there was dam coming all along, since we're speaking about the Yimei Ziva, where Isha has a cheskas tahara. Continues the Gemara. Umetama me'esleis. An isha did perform a successful hefsek tahara. She is becheskas tahara. She was toivu. Later on, she sees dam again. She's metame me'esleis retroactively 24 hours. Frekti Gemara leima tehavet yufta derava. It seems that this is a kasha. This is a refutation to Rava's shita. The Amar Rava loymar sheine isha matama meis leis b'tzoyachim ezivasa. Rava learns that an isha is becheskas tahara during her yimeziva, and even if she does see dam, it's an unusual occurrence. She is not matame retroactively at all. So the Mishnah by us, which is discussing the yimeziva, and the Mishnah says if an isha sees dam during those yimeziva, she's matame meis leis. Seems to contradict Rava's halacha. Ask the Gemara, "V'lav v'svine l'Rava chadazimna?" Haven't we already asked on Rava one time? So why is it necessary to ask again? Says the Gemara, "Hachika amrinan." This is what we mean to say. Leima tahavet yufta d'Rava nami miha. Perhaps this Mishnah is an additional stira refutation to Rava's shita. Perhaps if you have a teretz on the first kasha, so we'll have another kasha on Rava from this Mishnah. Is that so? Says the Gemara, no, not necessarily. Amlech Rava, ki k'tani matame meis leis, areish pirkin koi. When the Mishnah speaks about tumas meis leis, it's not speaking about a zava during the meiziva. An isha during the meiziva. She has no reason to believe that there's dam there. She's fully becheskas tahara. The Mishnah, however, is referring to a case, areish pirkin koi, was speaking about a tenaikas, a young girl, who aras of oide beisavia. She saw dam when she was still at home. And then the Mishnah goes on to say that if she gets married and there's dam during the first bia, we assume that it's dam besulim and it is not dam bia. Now, afterwards, we assume the dam is dam bia. But there would be reason to believe that perhaps, being that she's only a tenoikis, she's not of age yet, in that case, I would say since some time passes with no dam, so although now she again finds dam, I would assume that perhaps it is an unusual thing and she has a din of a b'sulas damim, as discussed earlier in the Masechta, and there is no din of me'es le'es applied in that case. Sal kadai techamina, I would perhaps think, kiva demafsik lu yamim tahirim, since there are clean days, there are yamim tahirim in between the ri'ya of the dam b'sulim and now. So I would think perhaps she's going back to her old state of a b'sulas damim when she is not of age yet, she's not of nature to see dam. Ketchilas nedos adamya, but lo yitzatamim eis leis kamashmon. I would think that she has a din of a b'sulas damim, an isha who has not yet come of age to see dam. And we learned earlier in the Masechta that such an isha, a young girl who is not of age to see dam, when she does see dam, there is no halacha of eis leis applied. She is not metame retroactively, only mikan ve'elach, only going forward. So perhaps I would entertain such a havamina kamash malon. So the Mishnah is teaching us, informing us that is not so. Even a tinaikis will have the din of me'is leis. But the bottom line is that the Mishnah is not discussing an isha seeing dam during the yemei ziva. And therefore it's not a contradiction to Rava's halacha that an isha be yemei zivasa is considered becheskas tahara, and even when she does see dam, she is not metame me'is leis. Continues the Mishnah, em yeish levest, if an isha, we're discussing an isha again during the Yemei Ziva that presume that she doesn't see dam then, she's becheskas tahara. And if she does see dam, if the dam happened bezman vesta, when she had a fixed period during the time of her vest, she is not metame meis leis. We have the din of daya sha'ata, which is only metame from that point going forward. Ask the Gemara, neima tehavet yufta refun rachia mashmul. It seems like this halacha in the Mishnah, that an isha during the Yemei Ziva has a din of kviyas vest, would seem to contradict the halacha of Rav Huna Rachia Mar Shmuel. The Om Rav Huna Rachia Mar Shmuel loymar she'eino isha kavas lo vest v'yemei zivasa. He explains the Mishnah we mentioned earlier, which says kol achad asar b'cheskas tahara, that an isha during the 11 days of Yemei Ziva is considered to be b'cheskas tahara. So Shmuel interprets the Mishnah, explains the Mishnah to mean that during those days, an isha cannot be kaveya a vest, since it is unusual for her to see during those days. Therefore, the halachas of kviyas vest don't apply then. Our Mishnah seems to say that even during the Yimei Ziva, the halachas of Veskevo are applied. Seems to be a stira on his halacha. Answers the Gemara, Amalach Rav Huna Bar Achiya, Ki Amrinan, Ein Isha Kavas Lavest Yimei Zivasa. When do we say this halacha? That an Isha is not Kaveya Vest during the Yimei Zivasa? That is referring to the halacha of the Leibai Atlasa Zimna Lomayakar. We don't require 3 times to uproot it. Meaning, ordinarily when an Isha has a Vest Kavua, when she sees 3 times consecutively on a specific day, that is considered a Vest Kavua. And every time that day rolls around, v'choshesh, that perhaps she'll see Dam during that day, she needs to perform a Vedika, she's not Boidik, she is presumed to be Tamei, and that Vest Kavua remains intact, remains in place, until she uproots it 3 times, thereby nullifying Bimavatel, the Vest Kavua. However, an Isha during the Mezi Vasa, since it's unusual for her to see Dam during that time span, therefore even if she's Kaveya, she establishes a vest 3 times, and that is considered a vest kavua, she doesn't need to be accurate. She doesn't need to uproot it 3 times in order for it to become nisbatel. 1 time is enough. So basically what he's saying is that it is a kula. This that we say that an isha be mezivasa will not have the halacha of the kriyas vest, that's referring to a kula, meaning we're lenient. Since it is unusual, it is not the typical zman riyas dam, therefore the kviyas vest during that happened during that time span is not really a bona fide kviyas vest, and can be oikar, can be nekar, much easier. However, it's not to say, it's not to mean that she can't be kaveya vest during that time. Certainly, she could be kaveya vest even during the Yimei Zivasa, and that is what the Mishnah is referring to. So it's not a kasha and shmuel at all. Again, what do we mean? We don't require three times of uprooting that day, meaning for her to see 3 times during a different day, thereby uprooting the vest. That is not required. It is not a typical time. It is not considered a zman riyah. Since the damim are virtually non-existent during that period, during that time span, during the Chad Asar Yimei Ziva, therefore it is much easier to be Oikar Ves Kavua, and even if that day rolls around again, if she was Oikar merely once, it is considered sufficient to be Oikar that best, and we're not concerned with Dam arriving during that day. But, however, if she does see Dam during that day, it is considered Daya Shaita, since it certainly is considered a Ves Kavua, as long as it was a Nekar. So in conclusion, during the Achad Asar Yimei Ziva, Nisha certainly can be Kaveya a Ves Kavua. And if she sees Dam during that day, during the expected time, during the fixed period, the day that we expect Dam to come, certainly we assume Daya Shaita, we give her Tumah only going forward. We're not Choshesh, we don't suspect 24 hours going back, since it is a Ves Kavua. This that Shmuel said that Nisha cannot have a Din of Ves Kavua during the Yimei Ziva, that is only referring to a Kula, a leniency. It means to say that she could be oikar a Ves Kavua that was established during the Yimei Ziva. She could be oikar it much easier than an ordinary Ves Kavua. All that is required to be oikar that vest is a one-time Akira. One time she sees a different day, that already is enough, is sufficient to be oikar the vest Kavua that was established during the Yimei Ziva. Continues the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda Imer, Rabbi Yehuda holds that she needs to do a Bedika Ben Hashmashes of the 7th day. Tanya, Amrulei Rabbi Yehuda. Chachamim challenged Rabbi Yehuda. How could you require that an Isha should make her Hefsek Tahara specifically Dafka Ben Hashmashes of the 7th day? Meaning, the last part of the day, the end of the day, she has to go ahead and make a Bedika, and that will determine that there's no more Dam. Ilmalei Yodea. If the case would be that she has her hand placed in her eyes, the whole Ben Hashmashes, it is a muscle for performing a proper Bedika straight throughout the whole Ben Hashmashes, from beginning of the Ben Hashmashes till the end of the Ben Hashmashes, then certainly you can assume that she's clean, that she has no dam. We will agree, it would be logical, it would make sense, that is the best way to ascertain, to establish that there's no Adam. If you would require a complete Bedikah all throughout the complete Zman of Bein HaShemoshes. Achshav, however, now, that even you're not requiring a Bedikah throughout the whole Bein HaShemoshes. It is sufficient for her to make a Bedikah, but Minchah L'mayla, meaning at the end of the day, last moment of the day. She doesn't need to make an ongoing Bedikah. So what have you gained? If you're suspecting that after her Bedikah, there might be another Riyas Dam, therefore, you disagree with the Tanakam. You hold it's not enough to make a Bedikah Shachris. What's the point of Bedikah Shachris? She'll see Dam later on throughout the day. Therefore, you require Mimachai to make a Bedikah Minah Minchah L'mayla. But what gain do you have from making a Bedikah Minah Minchah L'mayla if a couple of minutes later she can go see Dam again? Achshav, now that you require Bedikah Bein HaShemoshes Minah Minchah L'mayla, Eima Im Siluka De Arasa. Perhaps as soon as she removed her hand, now she saw Dam. Mali Afrisha B'Tahara B'Zayim Minah Minchah L'mayla. What difference does it make to make a Hafrasha, a Hefsek Tahara on the seventh day, Minah Minchah L'mayla, last part of the day? Mali Afrisha B'Tahara B'Rishon. What is the difference between doing a Hafrasha, a Hefsek Tahara, the seventh day, Minah Minchah L'mayla, the latter part of the day? What is the difference between that and doing the first day in the morning? What's the difference? Either way, you're not ascertaining 100% that there's no more Dam. Ask the Gemara, what do you mean Barishan? We have a problem with the wording of the Chacham. Chacham say, what's the difference between seventh day of Bein HaShemoshes, of Minchah L'mayla, and the first day of her Nidus? One second. There's no Shita that allows a Bedikah on the first day. How can you allow a Bedikah on the first day? The Tanakhama allowed the seventh day. The Chachamim in the Mishnah allowed the second day. There's no Shita that allows the first day, which is the first initial day of her Iyaz Dam, her source, her mayin, her stopa soa. How can you even entertain such a possibility? Ask the Gemara Barishan, Mi'ikil Manda Omar, is there anybody that holds that she can do a Hefsek Tahara on the first day? Ask the Gemara in, yes, we found such a Shita. Vatani, you've learned in the Braitha, Amar Rebbe, Sha'alti is Reb Yoyis, Reb Shimon, Shalim Alchim Aderech. I asked Reb Yoyis and Reb Shimon when they were traveling on the road. Nida Shabbat Ka'atzma, Yoim Zayin Shachris, Umatza Tahira. An Isha that was bidding herself the seventh day in the morning, and she found herself to be Tahir. Ubein Ashmashas Lo Yifrisha, and she did not do a Hefsek Tahara, Afrasha. Bein Ashmashas of that day, and she was Tovil, Ula Achar Hayamim. Later on, Batka, Umatza Tameya, she found Dama. What is the halacha? Is a Bedikas Shvi in the morning sufficient? Amrli, Harizu Becheskas Tahara. Yes, it is enough to conclude that she's Becheskas Tahara and it is considered a kosher, satisfactory Hefsek Tahara. Shishi, Chamishi, Revi, Shlishi, Sheni, Mai. What if she does it on the sixth day, on the fifth day, on the fourth day, on the third day, on the seventh day? Is that also considered to be a proper, halachically valid Hefsek Tahara? Amrli, Leishna, there's no difference. Verishin, Leishalti. Concludes Rebbe, I didn't go ahead and ask them about the first day. I figured first day is already going too far. You can't allow a Hefsek Tahara on the first day, so I didn't want to push that far. I stopped at the second day. But Ta'izi Shleshalti, apparently I've erred. I made a choice. I should have asked regarding the first day as well. Why is that? Atu kulu la becheskas tuma kaimi? Are the rest of the days, the second through the seventh, aren't they all considered becheskas tuma? She's considered to be presumed to have dam. V'chivan the pasak pasak. However, once she makes a bedikah and she finds no dam, she sees that the dam stopped. So although there was a cheskas tuma, the bedikah removes the cheskas tuma. Now she's considered to be v'cheskas tahara. So too, Rishon Nami, what's the difference between the second, the third, the fourth, and the first day? Given the pasak pasak, once she sees there's no more dam, the dam stops, she stops. So therefore, there really essentially is no difference between the first day and the other days, and therefore it would seem that the same heter of making Hafrasha B'Tahara on the second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, or seventh would apply to the first day as well. She can do a Hafrasha B'Tahara on the first day, Shachris. It says the Gemara, Mikara Maisava, initially, what did Rebbe hold? That he did not, that he avoided the first day. Hayil V'Huchzik Mayim Pasuach. Rebbe figured since on the first day the source, meaning the flow, is Pasuach, it's open, it's so close to the initial Mayan, to the Psichas HaMayan, the beginning of her Riyah. Therefore, there's no room to think that she can already make a hafsek tahara b'yom rishon shachris. So, in conclusion, Rabbi holds, according to the Rabbi Yosef of Shimon, that you can make a hefsek tahara even on the first day shachris. So, to summarize the shitas in the Gemara, we seem to have four shitas. Three mentioned in the Mishnah, and an additional shita mentioned in the Raisa in the Gemara. Tanakama holds you can make a hefsek tahara yom shvi shachris. The Rabbi Yehuda holds yom shvi min hamincha l'mayla dafka. Chachamim in the Mishnah hold you can make a bedika on the second day shachris, and Revi in the Gemara is mechadish even on the first day shachris you can make a hefsek tahara. Let's see the Mishnah. Hazav v'hazava shabbat ku atzum v'yam rishon u'motzu tohar. Now azav and azava need to do sfira shiva nekiyim. They have to count 7 days without any riyos, and then go to the mikvah, and there's a whole procedure. However, if they were only baidik partially, they were baidik, say, the first day, they was okay, matzotar, they found nothing, they were tar, or bimashviyu matzotar, so they counted only the first and the seventh, they were baidik only on the first and the seventh. Ushar yam shibin time lay batku, they didn't do a bedika on the rest of the days. So we have three shitas. Rav Lezoi ma'arei mecheskes tahara, the bedika on the first and the seventh is sufficient to consider them to be mecheskes tahara, and nothing more is required. Rabbi Shoyim ein lahem elo yom rishon yom shvi b'levad. It is considered as if they only counted 2 days, the first and the seventh. The days that they actually performed the bedika, that counts on the cheshbon. That can be calculated. So they all have 2 days, they have to continue to count another 5 to complete the seventh. Rabbi Kiva Aymer ein lahem elo yom zayin b'levad. The days before the seventh get cancelled, rechoshesh were concerned there was a re'iyah in between the first and the seventh, therefore it invalidates it, it's mevatalit, and they have to start fresh. They only have the seventh day, and they have to count another six to complete their calculation of 7 days. Three shitas in the Mishnah, in the case where Azav and Azava will bite the first and the seventh, according to Rav Leza, it is fully sufficient, it is considered to be Abdika's Shiva Yamim. According to Rav Yeshua, it is only Abdika's Rishon and Shvi, they have to complete it by counting another 5 days. According to Rabbi Kiva, it is only Bdikas Yemechad, he only has the Bdika of the seventh day to count for the Cheshvan of Shiva Nikim. Says the Gemara, Tanya, Omer of Lezer Rishua. How could you say that the first and seventh count? If we're concerned that there was a Re'iyah in between the 2 days, so the halacha is, if a Zav and a Zav had a Re'iyah somewhere in the 7 days, it totally invalidates it. It's mevatel, the complete cheshbon, and they have to start again. So how can you say that the first and the seventh are counted together? If there was a re'iyah somewhere in between, say on the third day, that would be mevatel the first day. Tanya Amar of Lezer Bishua Lidvarecha, according to Yoshita, Atamoyne Beserugin, you're counting discontinuously. Vatayra Amra Achar Titar, she can only be tar after Achar Achalakulan, after all 7 days. Shaloi Teitumim Afsekas Beneim, without any interruption. Meaning all 7 days are considered to be one unit. They're a singular unit. You can't be mafsik in between them. It's only if it's a consecutive 7 days, that's when it's considered to be Shiva Nakim. So if you're concerned that there was a re in between, that invalidates the first day. Amle Rishua, va'ato yi'ata moide. You don't admit to me. You're not moide b'zav shor keri. V'zav, during his Shiva Nakim seen a keri, that is not a ziva, that is a keri, that is a different type of re'iyah, as a more lenient re'iyah. So in that case, we learn from a pasuk that it's only mevatel that day, and the other days still count, still stand. So aren't you moided that in that case it is discontinuous? It is b'seirugin. Another example: ubinazir shehilech schachos afrois. Nazir can become tummy, and he walked under a schachos, that is a overhang of branches, a prois, those are stones that are protruding from a wall, and he walked underneath them, and there is a suffix, there is a chashash, that there is a mace underneath them, and he walked into the oil hamace. It is a suffix oil hamace. So in that case, the Gemara is going to explain later that it's only a derabbanon, it's only a tumma derabbanon. So in that case, the Chacham said, you have to skip over that day, meaning you can't count, the Nadir needs to count 30 days for his Naziris, you can't count the days of tumma that happened through becoming tamei with a schaches of rois. So in that case as well, you're counting v'sirugin. You're counting the days prior to his schaches of rois, and you're adding it to the days that he counted afterwards, and it is not one continuous counting. Ubanadze shehila schachos of rois shemayni b'serugin. He's counting b'serugin. Vatayra amra vayomer rishonim yiplu. When another becomes tummy, everything falls down. Meaning you mevatel the whole counting, the whole calculation. You can't count discontinuously. So you mayda, you mask him two cases where discontinuous counting is allowed. So in this case as well, in our Mishnah, you can be mayda b'serugin. It's okay. Rebbe Lezer counters no. B'yishleim all is well over there. And the Zav who saw Kerry, Rishlaim Hassam, Latama Baam Rahmana, Shane is a Seris Ali Yayma. There's a Chilish Akra, Teres Machalish, when there's a Riyah of a Kerry, it only says, sir, you only dissolve that day. And we leave the other days intact. Elamai, you have a question that perhaps it can create a confusion. Somebody, an observer, will say, well, you see that even if there's a Riyah during the Shiva in Akiyam, you can still count the other days. V'imishum achlufi, perhaps it can create a confusion. Zav v'balkeri loy michlof. A Zav that saw a Ria Zoiv during a Shivan Akiyim, in that case, the Shivan Akiyim become Nizbatel. We will not confuse it, will not become Nizchalif with a Balkeri who merely saw Keri, where in that case the Torah specifically says he's only being Mevatel of the day of the Keri and not the other days. Those two cases are not confusable, they're not interchangeable, and there's no chashash, concern for confusion. As well, in the case of a Nazir, it's also okay. Nazir shehilach al gabi tzchachah of surprise. Nami, midai reis, oil ma'al yubinan. Now, Torah, in order for Nazir to become tummy, you need a proper oil where there's a vada'i mace. In this case, it's only drabonon. Drabonon with the gazer, it's a gzeir drabonon. Drabonon with the reis al imichlav. There's no room for confusion. It's an exceptional case. It's a specific type of oil of a tzchachah of a price. It's not the typical type of a tent of a house where the oil is metami midai reis. Therefore, the Chacham have room to be lenient and to allow him only to mevata, not to count that day, the day of the Tumah, the days that he is Tameh, but to still continue counting from where he left off and not to mevata all the Yemei HaNaziris that were counted before the Tumah. So these two cases are really exceptions. Aval Hacha, in our case, where Zav is trying to count the Shivan Akiyim, and he only counted the first and the seventh. And there's a concern to the Chashash that he saw Ziva during the 7 days that he wasn't counting, during the day that he hadn't counted. So if you're chayshish, you're concerned, you are Rishua, who only wants to count the first and the seventh for his Shiva Nakiyim, you want to be chayshish, you're concerned that during the, in between the first and the seventh, there was a Re'iyah, Aval Hacha, Yichayshina, Dima Chazoyi, B'Safik. If you're chayshish that he saw B'Safik, Aslach Lufa B'Vadai. A person, an observer, will say, well, you know why we're not counting the middle days? Because there was a Re'iyah of a Zayiv. So the fact that you're allowing the first and the seventh to stay intact will be room for confusion that an observer might deduce from there that even a Zav who actually sees Ziva during a Shivan Akiyim, it doesn't make the Shivan Akiyim Nizbatel, and everything remains intact. So you can't allow that to happen. Therefore, I disagree with your Shita, and the comparison to a Zav seeing a Keri or another under the schachas of rois is not a proper comparison. Says the Gemara, Tani Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Shimon Amri, Niran Divir Rabbi Lezer and Divir Yeshua. It seems that the sheet of Rabbi Lezer is more correct than the sheet of Rabbi Yeshua, meaning that the fact that there was a B'dikas Rishon and a B'dikas Shvi, that is sufficient to be considered B'cheskas Tahara, and no more is necessary. However, the sheet of Rabbi Akiva, who says that he only has a 7 day to count for himself, everything else becomes his batal because we're choshes that there was Riyah, that actually preferred, this sheet is actually preferred over the other sheetas. However, we pass in Rabbi Lezer that the Zava and the Zava are considered to be Vecheskas Tahara by merely doing Abdikas Rishon Ushvi. It's completely considered like a B'dikas Shivan Akiyim, a Sphere Shivan Akiyim, and he's completely eligible to become Tar. So in conclusion, we have three sheetahs in the Mishnah, a case where Zava and Zava did not perform Shivan Akiyim, B'dikas Shivan Akiyim consecutively, however he did a B'dikas Rishon and a B'dikas Shvi. According to Rabbi Lezer, he's considered to be Baduk, he's B'cheskas Tahara, it is sufficient, and that's how the Gemara concludes. According to Rabbi Shua, he only has the first and the seventh, he has to complete the Shivan Akiyim by adding another 5 days. According to Rabbi Akiva, he only has a 7 day to count for himself. He needs to add another 6 to complete Shiva Nekim.